Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
From Devon Funds Management, and I see something above 50 in manufacturing, and I'll take it all day long.
Yeah, we've got some good news, and it's not from tourism or agriculture for once. So this is the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Manufacturing Index, 52.8. You're quite right, it's an expansionary mode, up from 49.2 in June, and the average of 52.5 since the survey began. So yeah, we're back at the levels of activity we saw at the start of the year. All five sub-indices, they were in expansion mode. So new orders, highest since March 2022, production, highest since August 2022, and even employment, that edged into positive territory. That's encouraging as well. But yeah, before we pop the champagne corks, the proportion of negative comments from respondents stood at 58.6%. So that's down from 65% in May and June, but still obviously a bit of pessimism there around costs, inflation, economic uncertainty, and of course our 15% tariffs that put some exporters at a competitive disadvantage. So yeah, some manufacturers citing a lack of confidence still, and customers basically ordering only what they immediately need. So that's creating some stagnant conditions, but activity has edged up, but we're still in a tepid state. So let's see whether we get a definitive turning point. But yeah, hey, sounds like we might need another rate cut.
And then we've got, well, we'll get one of those this week, I hope, fingers crossed. Now, migration at 13.7, so it's going down. It's getting closer to zero every time we look, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. The tailwinds continue to fade, and I'd say we're barely a stiff breeze right now. So yeah, 13,700 in June 25, yeah, so that was down from 70,400 in June 2024. So we lost 46,500 New Zealand citizens. That's near record levels. We did see a 60,200 gain of non-New Zealanders on the other side. So that also was down from the giddy heights of 115,000 in June 2024. And the number of non-New Zealand citizens arriving have nearly halved from the October 2023 year. So New Zealand's just not as attractive as it was. And the brain drain, Mike, is continuing. 71,800 departures of Kiwis in the June 25 year. That was just below the record in 2012. In terms of age group, 18 to 30-year-olds are 38% of the amount. If we want to take a positive, that's down from the peak in 1979, at 60% then. But 14 out of every 1,000 on a per capita basis are leaving, and that's also down from a sort of peak of 20 in that same year. But one thing, though, Mike, tourism is still humming. Overseas visitor arrivals, 3.38 million in the year. That's up 162,000 on the year before. Aussies, they're coming in droves, up 141,000 to 1.4 million. Just looking at the month of June, we saw visitor arrivals of 186,800, so around about 87 of pre-COVID, so we're sort of getting back there. And you talk about food inflation, the cost of living. Well, you know, we're still managing to find money to go offshore on holidays.
Yeah.
So particularly to Asia, a record 730,000 trips there. That's up 20% on the year before. And I suppose, you know, we're also looking at the region accounting for around about a quarter of all short-term overseas trips. So the borders are certainly busy, Mike.
Good. US retail scene, give us the update.
So the US consumer's hanging in there. So sales rose at the retail level up 0.5% last month, $726 billion. That was extending June's upwardly revised 0.9% move. Annually, it's up 3.9%. The numbers, though, aren't adjusted for inflation, so bear that in mind. But America's love of cars, that continue to drive spending. So motor vehicle and auto parts, they were up 1.6%. If you strip all that out, sales up 0.3%, so it does seem like things are moderating. And we've seen the earnings season, Mike, it's particularly moderating in terms of spending amongst lower-income households. And there was an interesting survey out as well, as there always is, from the University of Michigan, and that showed that consumer sentiment is down for the first time in 4 months. And guess what the concerns are over? Inflation. Mm-hmm. So consumers, they expect inflation to be 4.9% over the next year, 3.9% per annum over the next 5 to 10 years. And it's a little bit of a concern, really, because 58% of US consumers plan to cut back their spending on the year ahead as they brace for further inflation. So, you know, maybe despite what the White House and recent CPI data may be saying, I reckon Americans see themselves as footing the bill. So they might be onto something. US import prices, they increased by 0.4% in July. That was against expectations for them to be flat.
Numbers, please.
So the Dow was edged up on Friday at 0.1%, 44,946. S&P 500, that was down 0.3%, 6449, but still had a positive week. NASDAQ, that was down 0.4%. FTSE, also down 0.4%. Nikkei, that was up 1.7%. You mentioned Japan, so 43,378 there. ASX 200, up 0.7%, 8938. NZX 50, we were up 0.4%, 12889. Gold, that was flat, 3,336 an ounce. Oil down $1.16, 62 spot 80. In the currency markets, Kiwi slightly higher against the US dollar 59.0, slightly lower against Australian dollar 91.0. British pound, we're 43.7. Japanese yen, we're down 0.3%, 87.2. This week, Mike, lots going on as usual. We've got offshore, we've got US housing starts, Fed minutes, inflation, US, Canada, and Japan. Offshore earnings, we've got Walmart, Target, Home Depot, so lots on the retail there, and Estee Lauder. Locally, we've got 15 companies reporting, Contact, Auckland Airport, A2 Milk, and Spark. Data front, service sector data, producer prices, dairy auction, trade and credit spending data. And, of course, let's be having an RBNZ quarter point cut.
Yeah, dead right. Go well. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management, Monday morning.